If watching is all you're going to do, then you're going to watch your life go by without you. Amen. That's my inspirational quote for the day. And if you know where that quote is from, you a real one.
Say it again.
If watching is all you're going to do, then you're going to watch your life go by without you.
Let's unpack that. Let's unpack it.
You should. By the way, we're entering October. This will go out in October. Atlanta Pride is coming up.
Hashtag Happy Pride, Atlanta.
Woo-hoo. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I feel like there's been this, like the quoting of, you know, you'll watch your life go on without you. I think the truth is, like, the truth more true is that you're going to watch life go by, other people's lives, the general reality, the world is going to happen in your life that you are in control of, you know, is just going to stay exactly where you are, you know. So it's either you can grab the reins, control it, or you can just do nothing, let it kind of float by. Says something about control.
It's similar if you put yourself in that mood to just watch. You're always watching somebody else, and it will start to become like, oh my gosh, look at what they're doing. They look like they're having so much fun and this and that, but I'm just, you know, here. So if you see something that somebody else is doing that you want to do, then let's get up. Let's go do it. Let's live our life. Because guess what? You only got one, so you might as well use it and do it. You know, it's like one of those things when people want to join a running club, which running clubs have like become a thing recently. Same thing with pickleball.
I think people are just tired of the dating apps. Truthfully, that's really what it's just. It's just people are sick of Tinder and Hinge and Bumble and everything else.
But I would say also that I think people are yearning for community.
Well, then they need to get off these social media apps and go try.
And that's what they're doing. That's why things like pickleball. First of all, the amount of pickleball.
Pickleball doesn't bother me. The running clubs.
Running clubs. I mean, I just saw here in Houston, they have there's like all types of events. Like they just had Afrobeat and volleyball meetup. So they're like playing volleyball while Afrobeat is playing in the background. Like there's so many of these like unique opportunities that is happening because, you know, less than 4 years ago, we were locked down and we couldn't have community. We couldn't have conversations. We couldn't have contact with each other. And I think after that, we're just yearning to be with each other and establish some type of relationships with others, whether that is, you know, some relationship you might get off a dating app or a friendship or whatever relationship you may have. So if that is you, and you're seeing and you're, you know, doom scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, where you're like, oh, look at everybody else. They're out at pickleball or they're out at volleyball. And you feel some type of way about it. Go join them. And if you don't really care for that group, go find something for you to do. Because then you would feel enriched because you're part of something. You're part of something bigger than you. You're part of a community. Go find those things that help you.
I don't know if many people on here know. I'm an avid college football fan. And on Saturday, I have two specific group chats that I only text on Saturdays that are about college football. And it's great. We talk about college football. I was very depressed yesterday. Threw my slippers at my TV, threw my shoes at my door. Jaeger resided in my bedroom all night, not by choice. He said, I can't be around you right now. So yeah, you gotta find like what you like to do, your hobby. My hobby is college football. I just love it. I feel very passionate about it. But also this whole like, if you're watching, like, don't say, oh, I wish I could do that. Go do it. If you want to stand in front of a group and do a solo, ask. What's the worst thing they're going to say? No. They're not going to drop a sledgehammer on your head. You know what I mean? If you want to go hang out with people, ask. If you feel like they're not communicating with you, let's talk. Like if you feel your friends are going off and doing something and they're like not getting invited, maybe like, hey, let's, how about you plan something? Like you don't always have to be in the passenger seat. You can be in the driver's seat sometimes.
It's also like relating this to what this month is going to be for a lot of people, whether you are a student or a educator, administrator, whatever. October is busy. Like this part of the year, it's like the holiday season is about to start, right? So it's this feeling of pressure of like, oh my gosh, I have to get everything done before the holidays because you want to enjoy them. You want to go home. A lot of people go home, see family, wherever that is. Just when you take off time. And so it feels like sometimes October, everyone wants to lock in. There's no really any holidays that you get off like for school or for work. It's just all so full. And it's a long month, right? Full 31 days of a month. I know for sure as a student, as someone who works in like the arts, currently, I can already feel myself being like, ooh, we really gotta lock in, which is true. Right, you gotta put your head down, do your work, set yourself up for success. Like definitely don't put it off and be like, oh, I just want to have fun. That's not it. It has to be a balance, right? It has to be a balance. But I need you to also recognize that balance cannot be had if it's just one thing. So that means just locking yourself in a practice room, you're not balanced. Just doing your homework, you're not balanced. Just going out and partying, you're not balanced. If you do all those things together though, and you make sure you got it, you will feel great.
You
You
still ain't.
You really do have to have like a good 360. Okay. I feel like for a majority of us, we get a good 180. We're like, we're halfway. I might spend all my time inside of a band room, but then I go home and I have 4 or 5 hours to myself. And then, but I come back and teach band. Okay. We need to develop you all the way around, full 360. What I need you to do is make sure that you're eating properly. That you are, if you have some type of healthy activity to do, whether that's running, going to the gym, whatever, do
Watching college
that.
football.
Watch college football, whatever it is. For me, what I love to do, which I've gotten to do this weekend, was go see some concerts in downtown Houston, check out some restaurants. Y'all know I'm a foodie and I love the experience of going to restaurants and having a cocktail and things like that. That is what gives me peace. So that is what, and this coming up week that this episode is coming out is a very hectic week. We have a concert, we have middle school band night where the middle school is going with the high school for a football game. Like we have a lot. But I knew that this week was going to be a stressor. So I knew that this weekend, let me take some time for me real quick. Even though this weekend I still had to do band things, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take my time. And it's important for you to take your time. As somebody said this on Facebook, and I'm specifically talking to the high school band directors right now, who is in the thick of marching season. If you're in your band room every Saturday from here until December, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Tell them kids to go home, because honey, I'm going home. I'm going home. What will you accomplish there? That's the real question. And not saying, oh, we put sets on the field. No. What will you accomplish mentally, emotionally, for you and your students?
I also want to just echo this. Your students being in rehearsal every day of the week, it's not making them better. It's actually going to make them quit the minute they graduate high school. Or, I don't know, not really care because they're like, oh, we'll have it tomorrow. Oh, we'll have it tomorrow. Oh, we'll have it tomorrow. November 2nd comes around. Where's tomorrow? You know what I mean? Like, and I understand we all want to do amazing things. But if you need to schedule all these Saturday rehearsals and all these extraneous rehearsals, maybe it's not for your group right now. Okay. And that's like speaking from your student perspective. Like, I have some private students that have come in, and this is when I'm a private teacher, I hate end of September, early October, because I have these kids. Oh, I didn't get to practice a lot this week. Okay. Why? Oh, well, we had extraneous marching band stuff. We had extra sectionals called. We had an exhibition. We had a Saturday rehearsal. So we're just going to sit here and look at each other and just like say hi. Okay, heard. Like, what that, how is that enriching them? And how also you're taking away from your own personal time. So, one thing I like to do at the beginning of every semester, and I've said this multiple times, is I have a get your life together schedule. And every day on my student schedule, there's at least 1 to 2 hours of personal time where they don't think about music, they don't touch their instrument, they don't think about theory, they just do what makes them feel nice. I would encourage everybody to do that. Mine is on YouTube watching college football.
Even when you get down to middle school, high school students who, they just want to be great. And I have to remind them, you got to take time for you. Because what we're doing here is developing you to think in a healthy way about how to handle day-to-day situations once you graduate and leave these four walls. And if we're teaching our students now while they're still in the middle and high school that, oh, you have to hyperfixate on one thing until it's like the most perfect thing in the world. And there's never a such thing as perfect. Never.
No.
So are we teaching our kids that they need to be in the thick of it for months upon months upon months, and then after just be like, oh my gosh, what just happened between August and December?
Because it already feels that way. How are we at the end of September? Honestly,
I thought we were in July.
We were just in July, and now October is 2 days away, or I guess when this episode comes out, we'll be 2 days into October.
And I will say, like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be teaching our students hard work and hard ethic, pays off. Of course, that's what we do. But we also have to remember that everyone is juggling many, many things at once. Whether you are the director, whether you are the student, whether you're the private teacher, whether you're working at McDonald's, you are juggling many things, whether it's work, whether it's life, whether it's personal, whatever it is. And that's why for me in education, it's like we have to teach our students how to do something effectively, but don't let it consume them all day long.
That.
That is what I see an issue, and I see it a lot in some of programs around and for the students that graduate, and then they're like, I don't ever want to touch music ever again. Is that really what we're in the business to do, where we have drained our students from sixth grade to 12th grade? I mean, a lot of it is 9 through 12 with marching band, but when they graduate, I don't ever want to touch my instrument. I don't ever want to sing. I don't ever want to do this. I thought our original job was to create lifelong musicians, not a musician who stands on a field or in an ensemble and give me everything that they have to make this one moment in history, mind you, a performance is one moment in history,
It's a
good.
snapshot.
It's a snapshot.
And then when you get hit with that, excellent. You then take it out on the kids.
Oof.
Well, it's just like Auburn's. Sorry, I'm talking too much about football.
You're funny. But
Football.
like, here's the thing, because I remember a few weeks ago, maybe it was even last week, we were talking about how there's been a drop off of like what students are doing, participation. You can blame it on COVID, you can blame it on just everything else that's going on with budget cuts, et cetera, right now. And there's, of course, a very strong need to make sure students feel very aligned and they feel very like they have their regimen and they have something that feels like it's a routine. It's very important in young development, right? For them to feel like this is what I do. I go to school on these days. I go to whatever, pickleball, I guess, on this day, whatever. I go to grandma's house on Sunday for dinner. Like, that's very important for sure. And in those routines, you can make sure that there's breath and there's time for rest, right? That's the whole point of when you start like gym routines, the biggest thing is they're like, don't go, you're not, it's not like 7 days a week, 24/7, right? So you have to break it up in chunks. You have to have rest days. Some days you go lighter. It's about like stretching, maybe some cardio. Other days you're doing heavier lifting, then you cool down the next day. Like, it's all about that balancing, right? And like, that's the purpose, especially for students and school. It's supposed to be a balancer, right? It's supposed to be something that they come to and they're learning more about themselves. They're learning social situations. They're getting more knowledge, I guess, about what we're telling them is important, which I guess is US history for some reason, and math and science and whatever. And band, you're in there, right? Band, orchestra, choir, whatever you are, you're in there with them. And you have to recognize it is not just your class they are in. I know many of you may say this, many of you may talk to your students to tell them, make sure you're taking care of yourself, blah, blah. But they're seeing your face every day. How are they supposed to do that? They're in your room every day. How are they supposed to do that?
Now they're seeing your
And
face every day.
again, if they are, if the students are there, that's because they love it. That it's a good thing. But you still have to remind them because I don't know how many times I've stayed on this on anywhere. Students' brains is not developed as an adult brain. So
No.
even then, you have to reinforce that I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you're doing your practicing your skills, blah, blah, blah. But maybe you need to take this time to focus on because even for adults, it's hard to walk away or take break from what we do, especially as adult musicians. We all know what that is. So you at a 15-year-old who they're like, I gotta get this girl, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, gotta get it. They're actually now, because it's like pressing them, they're probably doing more harm than good because there is no other. It's like I either do it or I fail.
Or I suck. Yeah.
That is a teaching moment right there for your students to learn about, okay, if you don't get something right now, let's not hyperfixate on that. Let's take a break, let's cool down. Because honestly, after we cool down and we, come back and find that balance, it might be way easier than we thought it was because we started overthinking it. That is a teachable moment that we need to do with 15, 16, 17, even 18-year-olds. I mean, come on now. And, at that age range, you're so impressionable. So impressionable. So recently, a lot of things have happened with some of the people that I have like had as music directors and things. And we were talking, some of the people that have graduated from that place, sharing their information, sharing their experiences through high school and stuff like that. And something that came up that like I think I it was like a trauma thing that I just kind of pushed down, was the slick abuse that would happen, like verbal, like, you know, when especially during UIL season, LGBT season, whatever festival season happens, you know, directors get so hell-bent on getting it so right that things they let their frustrations out. And I have said this many times, you put your trust and from 11-year-olds to 18-year-olds, you put your hard-earned penny, money, everything into 11 to 18-year-olds, and you think that it's going to be perfect every single day you get to rehearsal. Honey,
It's not,
honey,
it's not
your
those
the bar
dynamics.
is set too high. Lower your expectations. Lower them.
Ooh.
And we'll bring them back. We'll bring them back. However, I was reading some of the things about how like my teacher in high school threw a chair. Now, I remember that. But then what I also remembered is that we succeeded. We got to perform at the state conventions. We always got straight superiors. We always did this. So that kind of overrided the trauma that was there.
But did it? Because here's the thing. An alma mater of someone's in this podcast, there was quite some things said when they were preparing for an in-service conference.
Oh, man.
I don't know whose alma mater it was. Just putting it out there. They reside in the state of Georgia. Like the alma mater is in the state of Georgia. But anyways, yeah, they did play better. That's wonderful. That is amazing for them. Now, out of that one section that I'm talking about that we all know, how many are actually still in the music business? I know three that ain't. Out of six. So we just batting 500 and thinking that's okay?
Well, it's not sustainable. I think that's the key to all of this is like the throwing the chairs. At some point, you're gonna have a heart attack. At some point, you're gonna have an aneurysm or a stroke. At some point, all of your students are gonna quit.
Well, they start leaving in droves, and people are like, oh my God, what's happening to the band program? It's been happening.
Well,
You just
yeah.
have to pay
I
attention.
mean, and again, like going back from a student perspective of how I am now at the age of 26 years old, about to be 27 this month. And I haven't been in that arena, that kind of mind space since I was 18 years old. And I completely forgot about a lot of the things that happened until it was just said again in the past couple of weeks. So when I think about from a child perspective, a student perspective, it is very impressionable.
Yes.
But then what also happens, a student watches you more than you think. So when they see that their, you know, director or whatever is always in the band room, never at home, come to school angry or this or that, they will remember that.
And monkey see, monkey do. Your students see you doing that, they gonna do it too.
And you know what? It might not, they might not even be music educators. They might show up to their job at the Cheese Hut over here doing the same thing. I
The
hope
same.
somebody got a Cheese Hut. I don't know, you know.
What is a cheese cut?
Now, I
No.
don't know. I guess where they sell cheese, I guess. But just like that, so they have seen what an unhealthy work-life balance is like. They've seen what an unhealthy personal life, because a lot of the people that are in those ensemble halls that are there until midnight and they're early morning, they're divorced or separated.
Or multiply divorced.
That, or cut 10 years later, you find out they're doing something that they weren't supposed to.
Oh, wait, this is where my second quote comes in.
Kevin quote.
Wait.
Oh
Someone vamp.
Well, while we wait for Michael to get quote number two up, let's also what your students you participating in is what they will see your value in. It doesn't matter how many times you preach balance or go to sleep, rest, do fun things. If they see that you are only in the classroom and that's all, like that's it. That's it. You're only there. Anytime they see you, you're there. Now, I'm not saying like obviously because like if they're in your classroom, they're obviously you'd be there with them. But if they see you every single day, at one moment they're gonna go, oh, I'm seeing Professor so and so, I'm seeing Mr. so and so, seeing Dr. so and so all the time. When do they go home? When do they see their family? When do they like have fun? And then it's like, well, do they do that? Do I need to? Do they're successful, I guess. They have a great program. Maybe I should always be here too. Maybe I should like stop doing that. What you do is what they will see your value is in, right? So you have to show them that resting and doing other things for yourself is just as valuable as you being in that classroom, because otherwise they're gonna say, oh, it's more like you're not gonna be able to rest. Just like you're not able to rest when you're not in the classroom, they're not gonna be able to rest unless they're in your classroom.
Correct. And that leads me to the quote. The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude with the problem.
Break that one down.
So just because you've seen other people do this and this is their answer, doesn't mean you have to have a similar attitude toward it. Just because you've only seen your other colleagues and your previous band directors be in their room every day of October doesn't mean you have to do it. Also, let's do this other thing. Just because you're stressed out doesn't mean you can be a bleep to everybody. Okay?
Great.
Like I lived that life when I was at Kennesaw and I was the president of a certain organization. I was awful until I was out of that position. Did I have to be? Did Anthony or Lauren be like, what is wrong with you today? I don't know. This is how I woke up. Like, you don't have to have a certain attitude. You can be who you are and address every single problem as that person. You don't have to adapt what you think you should be. Like, okay, cool. They can't play the first five measures of Lincolnshire Posy. Is it really the end of the world? Is a sledgehammer about to drop on your face? No. It's fine. Have they missed the closing set? Are they all still alive? Okay, great. We're living a good life then. Like everything is not a life or death moment, even though we love to think it. Like, trust me, I was there last night. Everything is not life or death.
Also, I will just have to add on top of that, if you put unwarranted stress on yourself, you're going to be stressed out constantly.
For no reason.
And that is the thing with what we do is that we as musicians, as educators, we put these unrealistic measures on us, like we have to be this, we have to do that, we have to do this, we have to do that. Then when you finally ask, because I have asked people, who told you that that's what you had to do? Well, that's what I thought we had to do. Exactly, you thought. You thought. No one said that. So you just put unrealistic stress on yourself, and now you are sitting here. Hold on.
Oh.
I was about to say bald, but shout out to the bald. Clap if you're bald.
Hey, bald is beautiful.
It is.
Not clap if you're bald. Crazy.
Shout out to Wendy
Crazy sound
Williams. Shout out Wendy Williams. That's my girl right there.
Girl, she look like capital P.
Oh, not too much.
Oh.
Not too much. What you're
Easy.
not gonna do is disrespect the queen like that.
Wait, is her name Williams or Williams?
Ooh.
You know what? You is real disrespectful on the radio today. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
On the radio.
On the radio. Yes, you on the
Who still
radio.
listens to radio?
It is. But anyways,
Lauren, what is your face?
I'm trying to figure out where we went from there. How do we get to Wendy Williams? We always end up here somehow.
We do, we do. She has to be mentioned. But for real, you know, if you continue to just put these stresses on yourself, you're going to lead yourself down a rabbit hole and you're going to be in a dark place. And no one's going to know you're in a dark place besides you. But we're always going to wonder what's going on. Or they're fidgety and all this. There's been some band directors who I know, they're like new band directors, and like, I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to do this. Who told you that? Who told you
Said
that?
it. Said it.
Okay, because that is what leads to the burnout. The whole, you know, a couple years ago, the biggest buzzword was burn out. How do we stop burnout? How do we do this? Burnout, burnout, burnout. Well,
And
you
then the
all
buzzword
these
burnout itself.
exactly. You have all these things that we put on ourselves and we try to do this. Okay, there's 365 days in a year. If you continue to put all these unwanted stresses on yourself for 365 days, yeah, you think you're gonna last 20 years? You think you're gonna last 2 years? You think you're gonna
Today.
last one? Please take some of that off of you. Relax. Enjoy. Because each day is leaving. That's another day that you don't have. Might as well be in the moment while you're here.
There is only so many hours in a day. And
20.
I think I've had this conversation with both Anthony and Lauren recently about my own personal situation. I was like, I need to do something to fix my schedule. And again, I'm just trying to show that everybody's working on this. There's so like some people that are around in my circle, they're like, well, you got to figure it out. You have a full-time academic position, you're a good freelancer, you have students, all this other stuff. I'm still trying to live life. Baby, my laundry is not done. There is still stuff everybody can figure out. I have yet to figure out the work-life balance. I've gotten better, but I'm still not where I want to be. So I think if there's anything you can do within the first 2 weeks of October, it's find time for yourself and making sure that is your priority. And I'm going to leave you with one more quote.
And
And if anybody knows where these are from, you're a real one. The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability. Under un dang. Unpredictability. Unpredictability. Can we cut that?
No, that was good. That was good. Wow. Unpredicted. How do you even he even say unpredictability?
Y'all,
Ooh,
I
he's
am bullied too
ready to
much
eat
in this
with that.
podcast.
He's ready to eat with that, and you're
Was
the
ready. I found these quotes earlier today. And I said, I'm gonna say all of them. And then I should have said this one first.
I don't even know what the quote
worst.
was anymore. So you
Okay,
have to
the
say.
only thing predictable about life is its
Sound it out. Sound it out.
unpredictability.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Trumpet Professor at the University of Georgia.
My
Oh, you forgot my other title, baby. You better put it on there too.
We'll put it
Second
on here.
with the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera. Ooh.
And could not pass a reading, writing, arithmetic test.
Hey,
Look
wait,
at
no. Don't do that to me. I can't pass reading and writing. I can do arithmetic because I count my money.
okay.
Mm.
And on that note,
Ooh,
Couch,
gee.
stay in your books, stay in your lane, and stay peaceful. All right. See you next week.